You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
My name is Stephen Moctezuma, and I have the honor and the privilege of bringing something to you guys that is so deep-rooted in my heart and in my soul. I pray that you would feel the same exact way about it, and that is worship, pure, simple worship. And not only worshiping God with our hands or lifting up our voices to Him, but worship in our daily lives, devotions to God, praying to God, understanding the voice of God. So I want you guys to really hone in, and I'm going to give you three keys that I believe can really change not only your worship, but everything you do with God. So let's get into this. So I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever been hungry? And no, not for food. Well, yes, for food, but I'm talking about a hunger that's so deep. I'm talking about a hunger for the Word of God, the presence of God, and His touch. Follow me now in John 6:35 in the NIV. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." You know, I believe we get caught up in the idea that if we just read a little bit and pray a little bit, every single day, we're good. But how many of you guys know that God has not called us just to be surface level? He's called us to be deep, deep with Him. I can give you an example. A desperate man does not just ask for a taste. He eats until he's satisfied. But the good thing about the Lord is you can always consume the Word and never get tired of it. So to be hungry after the things of God essentially means to always want the things of God. How many of you guys know when you get hungry physically, man, you'll do anything to get that food, especially if you haven't eaten for a couple of hours. And I want you guys to really think of what happens when you don't eat. Number one, you get exhausted. Number two, you might get grouchy. Number three, you might get sleepy. And I mean, the list goes on and on of what happens when you don't eat and fill your body with the nutrients that it needs. Same thing with the Word of God. If you're not in the Word, if you're not digging deep in this beautiful thing God has left us, you're going to be feeling exhausted spiritually. You're going to be acting out in the flesh a little bit more, and you're just going to be downright unhappy. I mean, it's common. It's truth. And I really want to encourage you guys, stay hungry for the Word. So my first point again is staying hungry for the Word. I think this is such an essential thing, not only for worship, but literally everything in your life. So again, guys, stay hungry. So my next point I want to bring to you guys is something I think is very, very, very vital in our walk with God and in our worship life with God. And that's tapping into the well through worship. Turn with me now, John 4:13. Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman then said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." So many of you know that story. It's the woman at the well. But I want to take that story and peel back some of the things and really dig into the fundamentals of what this story is talking about. Now let's take, for instance, a well. A well has always been used to sustain and maintain a steady supply of water, even in the midst of a drought. You see, Jesus is our well. In the most harshest of times, in the most darkest of times of your life, if you are not pulling from that well, you are going to feel it. You're going to feel exhausted. You're going to feel like you've been in the worst position you've ever been in. But if you really understand that you need to tap into the sustaining place of that well, things can change. You know, when we tap into the presence and the place of true exhortation in regards to worship, the Holy Spirit keeps a steady flow of His sustaining presence in your life. You know, tapping into the well through worship is something that a lot of people kind of miss, because we can get lost in the sounds, we can get lost in the sights, all the lights blinding sometimes, the beams right in your eyes, trust me, I know. How many of you guys realize it is Him who gets a hold of us as well while we're worshiping, while we're digging for that well? And the Holy Spirit helps us to see clearly, the beauty and the majesty of the King of Kings. Worshiping Him not only realigns our focus, but brings a sense of refreshment just as water does to the body. So guys, I'm telling you, once you understand how to tap into the well of worship, your life can completely be changed. I can tell you, and I can tell you from experience, that some of the best times I've had with the Lord is literally on my face crying before Him, listening to either instrumental or a worship song, and just listening for the voice of God and hearing Him and understanding, oh, He is here. He's with me. So guys, tap into the well. Tap into the well. Now, my last point, I want you guys to really understand, because I believe this is something that we kind of often get attacked with a lot, even in a worship service. So my last point I want to bring to you is, when your posture changes, your worship changes. Now, many of you may be asking, what is posture? And posture simply means attitude. The way you approach God, whether it be physically, emotionally, or spiritually, can all affect how you communicate with Him while you're in a worship service. Now, I want to share a very silly story that I think can kind of go along the theme of what we're talking about here and having the right attitude. So me and David were coming back from a 7-hour flight, and I was called to do worship as soon as I landed. Now, to be real with you, I didn't want to. Everything inside of me was like, dude, you just did a 7-hour flight. You need rest. You deserve rest. But how many of you guys realized that my attitude and my posture was off? And I want you to really think about that. And how many times have you been in that same situation where God is calling you to do something and your posture is way off? Your attitude is way off about it. So I want to encourage you guys and tell you, you know, you got to be poised and ready to worship through anything, through all things. And then when you really realize the power through worship, everything can change. You know, coming to the Father with an open heart and open hands is one of the best remedies for anything that life has to throw at you. Surrendering to Him not only takes the weight off of you, but it gives you hope. And when you have hope, anything can happen. So I want to encourage you guys with this final thought. No matter what you're doing in life, when you come into the house of God ready to worship, or whether you're in your prayer room ready to worship, be in a position where God can truly, truly transform you. Let all the emotions aside. Let all the anger aside. Let everything go and just focus on Him. Now, I want to encourage you guys with one more scripture, and it's found in Psalms 57, 7 through 11. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake my soul. Awake harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for your great love is reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be all over the earth. Now, I want to pray with you guys and encourage you. And I pray that God would help you to understand how to have a hunger, how to understand to tap into that well of worship, and how to posture yourselves when you're coming into the house of God. So let's pray. So Father, I pray, God, that you would allow, Father, us to just see you in a better way. Father, for us to be hungry after the things of you, God. For us to know, God, that no matter what we're going through, we know we can go to you and find fresh water. And Father, I pray that you would just align us with your word. Father, that you would align us with the Holy Spirit, and that we would be able to understand how to truly worship you each and every single day. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.